B'siyata Dishmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Dalad, and we're going to start 6 lines from the top of the Amud. We saw on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, there was a discussion of Bibi Barabaya wanted to know whether the Chachomim allowed a person to do an Issa D'Rabbanon in order to avoid and prevent himself getting to a situation where he's going to transgress a very serious Issa D'Raisa. Gufa, Boya Rav Bivi Barabaya. Rav Bivi Barabaya asked, Hidbik pas betanur. If somebody attached some dough onto the walls of an oven, hitiru loy lirdoisa koidim shiobu lidechi of chatos oiloy hitiru. We know there's an issa derabbanon to remove the dough from the oven. We're not going to discuss here why it's a sugya later on in the Masechta. The question is, if he by mistake or intentionally, we're about to see, if he put some dough onto the sides of the oven on Shabbos, and he now wants to avoid allowing the dough to be baked and transgressing a serious avera melocha of oife on Shabbos, baking on Shabbos, he wants to know, can he remove the dough before it bakes in order to avoid the issa of afia, even though removing it is an issa derabbanon? That was the question. Omali Rav Acha Bar Abaya l'Ravina. Rav Acha Bar Abaya asked Ravina, explain to me exactly in what scenario this question took place. Hey Chadomi, if he put the dough there by mistake, he didn't realize it was Shabbos or Shabbos was coming, and he still doesn't know that Shabbos is coming, he's just still in his living in his mistake, leman hitiru, then who's asking the question? Who's going to take off the dough? It must be talking about that he suddenly remembered it's Shabbos and it's also to bake on Shabbos. Is he going to be chayiv in such a case? What none we learned in the Mishnah. Kol chayiv echatois einun chayovin achetei tchilos on shkogo v'soif on shkogo. A person is only going to be chayev chatos, a korban, for having transgressed a serious issa by mistake, is only if he was mistaken from before he started doing the avera right till the end. Since over here he realizes that it's also before the end of the melacha was done, then it wasn't a shogeg from beginning to end. He's not going to have to bring a chatos. Says the Gemara, Ella b'mezid, it's talking about this person intentionally put the dough in the oven on Shabbos, even though he knew it was Asa. And he wants to know, is he allowed to take the dough off now? Says the Gemara, if so, koidim sheyavui lidei issa skila miboyele. His question shouldn't have been, can I take off the dough out of the oven in order to avoid a chiyuv of chatos? And that's what the question was. Koidim shiyavu l'deichi of chatos. Chatos is when you do an avera by mistake. If he did it specially, then the formula of the question should have been, can I remove this bread? Koidim shiyavu l'deichi skila, before I'm going to be chayev skila. If I was warned by Edim, then this person's going to get a chiyuv skila. And if he didn't have Edim, he's going to have chorus. Ela Rav Shila, Omar Rav Shila la'oilam b'shegit. If Shila says it must be, and you see that from the text of the question that discusses the chatos, it must be that he was a shogeg, it was by mistake. Which is the very first suggestion that we asked. But the Gemara said that if it was a mistake and he doesn't know that it's Shabbos and that the dough is there, then who's asked the question? Ulamani tiru, you want to know who's asking the question, who wants the permission to remove the dough? La'achirim. Other people, his friends realized he made a mistake and he still doesn't realize. He put the dough there and they realize that he is going to, by mistake, transgress a serious issa. They want to save his friend, their friends from the issa. They want to know, can they take off the dough before it bakes? Maske flor of Sheshes. Rav Sheshes asked on this. V'chi oimrim lo la'odom chatei kedei sheyis kechaveircho? Do we ever find that we allow Reuven to do an Avera in order to save Shimon from doing an Avera? Over here, whoever's going to take off the dough is going to transgress an Issa D'Rabbanon of removing the dough from the oven, even though it's not for himself, it's saving just his friend. El Omer of Ashi, Rav Ashi says, Lo'ilam b'mezid. We're talking about that he was amazed, which was the third suggestion we had before. Ve'eim ha'koidim shi'ovu lidei Issa skila. and change the text of the question. The question is not, can I remove the dough before I get to a chiyuv chatos? No, the question is, can I remove the dough before I come to a chiyuv skila? Rav Acha Berei Derava
learnt this explicitly. Omer of Bivi Barabai. It wasn't that Rav Bivi Barabai asked a question and we had to try and understand in what scenario the question makes sense.
No, Omer of Bivi Barabai or Rav Bivi Barabai made a statement. Hidbik pas betanur. Hitiru loy lirdoisa koidim shiyovi lideisa skila. Says explicitly that it wasn't the question of saving or preventing a chatos. It was a question of skila. A person put the dough on the oven, he did it specially, and now he does not want to come to skila. He wants to know, can he remove the dough or not? Continues the Gemara. Poshat ha'oni es yodoy. We saw in the Mishnah that if the poor person takes his basket from the Rosh Hashanah, lifts it up, puts it in, and places it onto the hands of the balabais, the oni is completely chayev. He did an akira and a hanocha. Or if the oni puts his hand into the Rosh Hashayochid, takes the food from the hands of the balabais, and takes it out and puts it down in the Rosh Hashanah, he's completely chayev. He did an akira and a hanocha. Asks the Gemara, am I chayev? Why is he chayev? V'habayinon akira v'hanocha me'al gabi mokim dalad al dalad v'leka. There's a rule. The rule is that in order for it to be called an akira, removing an item from a stationary position in one domain, it has to be that it was fixed in a domain. It's only called fixed and it's only called stationary if it was in a place which was 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim. And so to the hanocha, it's only called that you've repositioned the item in a new domain if it's landed and put on a something which is the size of 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim. Here, he took it out of the hand of the balabais, or he put it into the hand of the balabais. The hand of the balabais is just a few centimeters, a few inches big. It's not 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim. That's not called a hakira or a hanocha.
Omar Rabba. We're now going to have a whole daf of suggestions. We're going to have 6 answers to this question. How can you have an akira and hanocha on, from, and to a hand? A hand is not dalet al dalet fochim. The first answer is as follows. Omar Rabba. Ho mani Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah must be following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. De Omar loy bo'inon mokim arbo al arbo. Rabbi Akiva says you do not need 4 by 4 in order to do an akira and a hanocha. Ditnan, we learnt in a Mishnah. Hazoyrik mirushus hayochid rushus hayochid. Rushus harabim be'emta. If somebody was standing in a rushus hayochid, he throws an item, an object, into a rushus hayochid down there, away from him, and he passes over a rushus harabim in between. Rabbi Akiva machayev. Rabbi Akiva says he's chayev. The chachomim poitrim. The chachomim say he's potter. Rabbi Akiva sovar kluto kemisha hun chodamya. This is a rule which we're not going to discuss here at length, but it's a very famous and complicated rule. Kluto kemisha hun chodamya. That since the airspace over Rosh Hashanah received an item, an object, it's as if it was placed over there in the Rosh Hashanah. So that's why Rabbi Akiva says it's chayev. He started off in Rosh Hashayochid. It flew over Rosh Hashanah, it's as if it landed in Rosh Hashanah, and then continued to Rosh Hashayochid, it's as if it took off again from Rosh Hashanah and landed in the next Rosh Hashayochid. He's chayev. And in mid-air, above in the airspace of Rosh Hashanah, over there, there's clearly no dalad al-dalad there. So you see, Rabbi Akiva does not need a dalad al-dalad. Rabbanon Sovra lo yomrinon kluto kimishon chodamya. The Chachomim argue the Rabbi Akiva, and they say that going through the airspace of Rosh Hashanah is not considered as if it's landed in that in the Rosh Hashanah, and therefore it's an akira in Rosh Hashayochid. The Hanocha is again in a different Rosh Hashayochid. An akira and Hanocha in the same type of domain is not the issa of Haitzah. Says the Gemara. If Rabbi said that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that klutok misha huncho damya, Ubetoich asoro pligi. And it must be, according to Rabbi Akiva, because the truth is that in that Mishnah that Rabbi mentioned, all it says there is that if you throw something from one Rosh Hashanah to another over Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, there's a machlekas. Rabbi Akiva says chayiv, the Chachamim say potter. It was Rabbi that assumed that the reason they're arguing is, do we say klutok mishahon chodamya? Do we not say klutok mishahon chodamya? And that was Rava's own understanding of that Mishnah. So the Gemara is asking that it seems, according to Rabbi, not Rava, it was Rabbi, Rabbi's pshitale that klutok mishahon chodamya. According to Rabbah, they could only be arguing if it's up to the height of 10 tefachim, because we know that above 10 tefachim, there's no Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So if an object would be flying over an airspace above 10 tefachim, then it's not called going through Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It's only called going through the airspace of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim until 10 tefachim. So Rabbah obviously understood that the machlokes in that Mishnah is that he threw something below 10 tefachim, 10 tefachim or below, off the ground. Says the Gemara, v'homi boye, boye le rabba. This was a question to Rabba. The boye rabba, Rabba asked, lemato me'asoro pligi, ubaho pligi, de Rabbi Akiva sovar kluto k'mishahun chodamya, v'rabonon sovar loyom rinon kluto k'mishahun chodamya. That was Rabba asked, do we assume that the machlekes in that Mishnah is as we discussed now, under 10 tefachim, and the topic of their discussion is, of the argument is, the point of their argument is, do we say kluto k'mishahun chodamya or not? And they're only arguing below 10 tefachim, av lemailo me'asorah, but above 10 tefachim, divrei hakol potur, everyone will say it's potur because it didn't go through Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Udekule alma loy alfinon zoyrek mimoishit. We know, and this is also going to be learned later on in the Masechta, that passing from one Rosh Hashanah Yochid to another Rosh Hashanah Yochid over Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is definitely chayev. This is learned from what they did in the Beis in the Mishkan, that they would pass some objects from one Rosh Hashanah Yochid to another Rosh Hashanah Yochid over Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. All the melachos of Shabbos are learnt out from the Mishkan, so that's a given. And zayrik, but if you throw from one Rosh Hashanah Yochid to another over Rosh Hashanah Rabbim above 10 tefachim, we assume that everybody agrees that you do not compare the throwing to passing, and that's why they only argued below 10 tefachim. And above 10 tefachim, everybody in this Mishnah, Bakiva and the Chachomim, hold that he's potter because he's throwing it from one domain, Rosh Hashanah Yochid, to the other. It's not compared to passing, and therefore it's potter. Oy Dilma, the other option that Rabbah had, Lemailo me'asoro pligi, the truth is they're arguing above 10 tefachim. And what they're arguing about, Ubaho pligi. The Rabbi Akiva sova yalfinon zayrek mimoishit. Rabbi Akiva says that the reason that you're chayev, and the reason he's chayev is because we compare throwing to passing, and passing even above 10 tefachim is chayev. Rabbanon sovra lo yalfinon zayrek mimoishit. And the Chachomim who say that he's potur is because they assume that you do not compare throwing to passing. And if so, the argument in that Mishnah is only above 10 tefachim, avolamato me'asara, but below 10 tefachim, divrei hakol chayev. Everybody will say is chayev, mai tama, omrin on kluto k'mishahun chodamya. Because everybody will assume kluto k'mishahun chodamya, and it will be chayev. And if so, our Mishnah is not just according to Rabbi Akiva. If so, our Mishnah that says, or that seems to say, that Nakira and Hanocha can be even if it's not four tefachim, would be even according to the Chachomim. Says the Gemara, Holoi Kasha. It's true that at some point Rabba actually wasn't sure whether that Mishnah of throwing from one Rosh Hashanah Yochid to another Rosh Hashanah Yochid over Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, if everybody agrees Kluto K'mishon Chodamya or just Rabbi Akiva. Bosa di Boya, Hodev Shitele. At some point, it became clear to Rabbah that they're arguing lemato me'asara. They're arguing whether you say the rule of kluto k'mishahuncha, and our Mishnah will be following Rabbi Akiva. So, the sova Rabbi Akiva kluto k'mishahuncha damya. Even assuming that our Mishnah follows Rabbi Akiva, and there's a rule of klutok misha hunchodamya, which means that when the airspace receives an object, it's as if it's munach, it's as if it's placed, so you can only bring proof from there that for hanocha, you do not need dalad al dalad tvachim, because even mid-air, it's considered a hanocha. V'dilma hanocha hu deloi boya ho akira boya. But what's the proof? You don't have proof from Rabbi Akiva that you can do an akira from an area which is less than dalad al dalad. Kluto kemisha huncha only helps you for hanocha, not for akira. And if so, we're back to our original question in our Mishnah, where it's clear that both hanocha and akira can be done from and to a hand which is less than dalad al dalad. Rabbi wanted to say it's Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara's come to the end of the sugya and said, Rabbi Akiva at the most is telling you about kluto kemisha huncha. It's as if it's munach. There you don't need dalad al dalad, but akira from such a place, you don't have any source, any proof. And we're back to where we started. How does our Mishnah contend with our assumption that you should need dalad al dalad as an area from which you do a hanocha and akira? Elo Omar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is now a second suggestion. Who could be, which opinion our Mishnah is following? Ha mani Rebihi. It's not like we said before, Rabbi Akiva. It's a shittas Rebbe. We have to find out what this Rebbe is. But there's a shittas Rebbe that says that akira and hanocha does not have to be dalad al dalad. Says the Gemara, hi Rebbe. This Rebbe that Rav Yosef assumes is the opinion of our Mishnah, could it be that it's the following Rebbe? The Tani we learnt in the Braisa, Zorak, if somebody threw an item, an object, Venoch al Gabe Ziz, and it landed on a piece of wood that was protruding from some building, a little piece of wood, Ziz Kolshehu, a very, very thin piece of wood, Rebbe Mechayev, Rebbe says that he's chayev, the chachomim poitrim, and the chachomim say that he's potur. So, and this little piece of wood is less than 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, and the chachomim say he's potur, but Rebbe says he's chayev. So you see here that hanocha does not have to be on something which is larger than for something which is as large as 4 tvachim. Says the Gemara, you can't bring proof from that Rebbe. Hossam, it could be over there, what's going on is Kedaboya Lameima Lekamon, as we're going to see later on in Asugya, Ked Abaya. Abaya explains that Brisa differently. The Omar Abaya, Hocha Be'ilon Ha'oimed Bershus Hayochid, V'noifoy Noitel Rushus Horabim, V'zorak V'noch Anoifoy. Abaya says that Ziz Kol Shehu does not mean a little wood protruding from a wall, which is what we thought it means. He says it means that it was a branch from a very, very broad and wide tree. It's a discussion whether it needs to be a big and broad tree, but either way, it's talking about the branches which was clearly not 4 tvachim wide. Where was this tree positioned? It was positioned in Roshus HaYochid. So he was standing in Roshus HaRabim. The branches of this tree are hanging over Roshus HaRabim. And we know that we haven't discussed it yet, but besides for the Issa of carrying or transferring an object from one domain to another, there's a toildah of that, a melocha, which is a subcategory of this melocha, and that is actually moving 4 amas in a Roshus HaRabim, carrying an object, doing an akira and a hanocha in Rosh Hashanah with 4 amas away. So he was in Rosh Hashanah, he threw this object and it landed on this branch also in Rosh Hashanah. Just the tree that this branch was coming from happened to be in Rosh Hashanah. That's how Abaye explains this braisa. The Rebbe Sova, Rebbe who says he's chayev, he says, Omrinon shodi noifoi bosor ikroi. He says that the status of the branches is similar to that of the main bark of the tree, and the main bark of the tree is in Rosh HaYochid, and we know that there's a rule that in Rosh HaYochid you clearly do not need to have a dalad al dalad, it's enough kol shehu. And therefore, Rebbe says, he's chayev, because the branches, even though they're in Roshus HaRabim, but they have the status of Roshus HaYochid, and since they have the status of Roshus HaYochid, it's called a Hanocha, even though it's not Dalet Fochim. Rabbonon Sovra, the Rabbonon hold, Loyom Rinon Shodi Noifor Bosir Ikroi, you do not say that the branches have the status of the tree, and therefore it has the status of Roshus HaRabim. In Roshus HaRabim you need four Tvachim. Since the branches are not four Tvachim, it's not called Hanocha, and that's why he's Potter. Now we explain this according to how it's apparent in a Sugya later on with Abaye and Rav Chisda. We're going to see on Dav Zayin, on Dav Ches. It's a bit complicated here. Rashi's got a different type of nusach here. Tosfos has a whole bunch of different explanations, but I tried to keep it simple and to conform with the sugya later on. Tosfos here asks that in the same way as we asked before, that maybe Hanocha doesn't need to have Dalad, but Akira does, you'd have the same question here, because the proof from the Braisa of Zorak Venoch is again talking about Hanocha, not Akira. But either way, the Gemara seems to be saying here explicitly that the Braisa is talking about in Roshus HaYochid, and therefore you do not need four Tvachim. In our Mishnah, it seems that a person's hand, even in Roshus HaRabim, is considered to be a Hanocha or Akira, and we still do not have a source for that. So we're going to try and find a Rebbe that conforms. Ela ha Rebbe, a different Rebbe. Titania, Zorak Mirushus HaRabim, Mirushus HaRabim, Mirushus HaYochid Be'emtza. There's a braisa. If somebody threw from one Roshus HaRabim, he threw an object to another Roshus HaRabim, and it passed over a Roshus HaYochid, Rebbe Mechayev, Rebbe says he's Chayev, V'chachomim Poitrim. V'omar Rebbe Yehuda Omar Shmuel, Mechayev hoyo Rebbe Shtaim. Rebbe really says, you're Chayev for carrying twice. Achas Mishum Oitzo, V'achas Mishum Hachnosa. Because according to Rebbe, it went from Roshus HaRabim over Roshus HaYochid. It's as if it landed in the Roshus HaYochid. That's called one Issa Itza. And then it's as if it took off from the Roshus HaYochid back into the next Roshus HaRabim. And there is Chayev a second one. So you see that the Kluta, the landing in the airspace over the Roshus HaYochid, and which is clearly not a Dalad al Dalad, it's in the middle of the air, it acts also as a Hanocha, and also as an Akira. So you see that according to this Rebbe, you do not need Dalad al Dalad. Alma loy boy Akira, v'loy Hanocha al Gabemokim, Dalad al Dalad. Says the Gemara, Ho'itmalo, did we not learn on that braisa, Rav Shmuel de Omra Tarvayu, both Rav and Shmuel both said, Loi Mechayev Rebbe, Elo Breshus HaYochid Mekura. Over there, it's talking about that when the object was in transit between one Roshus HaRabim and the next, it went over Roshus HaYochid. It was only talking about when the Roshus HaYochid is covered. It's got a roof on. Dom Rinon, and there we have a different logic. There we say, Beisa Kamanda Malyo Damya. Since it's got a roof, it's like a home that's a solid entity. And passing through it, it's as if it's on a filled up home. Aval She'ene Mekura, if the Roshus HaYochid would not have been covered, Loi. The Rebbe wouldn't say this halacha. So then you don't have a proof that you can land, you can do Akira or Hanocha on something which is less than Dalad al Dalad. You only see that when it passes through Roshus HaYochid with a roof, it's as if the Roshus HaYochid is a solid entity, and therefore it's as if it landed on something which is Dalad Tvachim. Aval She'enei Mekura, Loi. You don't have any source that when you pass over a Roshus HaYochid that doesn't have a roof, that it's considered an Akira or Hanocha, because it's not landing on something which is Dalad al Dalad. V'chitei mehoch nami b'mekura. Are you going to say that our Mishnah is talking about where the whole area was with the roof on? Hotinich b'shus HaYochid Mekura. That's all fine, that it could be that the house where the Balabais in has a roof on, and therefore the hand in the house is considered as if it's landed on a Dalad al Dalad. A Breshus HaRabim Mekura Michaev? But you can't say that the Rishus HaRabim, which is where the Onya is standing, is also got a roofing, because if the Rishus HaRabim has a roofing, it loses its title of Rishus HaRabim. He's not Chayev. V'omer of Shmuel bar Yehud, omer of Abba, omer of Hun, omer Rav, hamaver chayfetz dalad amas per Rishus HaRabim. If you take an object for amas, as we discussed before, it's osa, in a Rishus HaRabim makura that has a roof, potul efish eina deimele digle midbar. All the melachos are learned from the Mishkan, and in the Mishkan and the Rishus HaYochid and the Rishus HaRabim that we learn from was the Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim with the Degolim around the Mishkan in the Midbar, and over there the Rishus HaRabim did not have a roof on it. So if so, our Mishnah cannot be talking about that it's roofed in. This second Rebbe that we mentioned is only talking about when it's roofed in, and therefore we cannot use Rebbe to be the one who's the author or the opinion of our Mishnah, and we're back to where we started. Which opinion do we have who holds that an Akira and a Hanocha can be done from an area or to an area which is less than Dalad al-Dalad Tfachim? And in Mitzshem, in the next share, we're going to continue from here.